Good morning. Please be seated. Welcome everyone here today and to those of you on listening at home. My name is Gail Liebert and I'm a lay preacher here at St. James Church. I'm excited to share with you my thoughts as we study the readings from this morning. As Don said, today is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Now, I was tempted to use this time to reflect on all that God has done in this community of St. James. How many people had been served by Carol's Closet, how many baptisms we've had, how many new members, how many pints of blood our blood drives have collected, how much change had happened. But I'll leave that celebration and those memories for another day. Now, some of you know that my husband, Jeff, has a large collection of comic books. Now, the stories in these books take him back to his childhood days, and they offer him interesting stories of risk and reward and people doing good. Now, superheroes have been and continue to be part of our storytelling. Superheroes are often stronger than we think we can be. They have more wisdom than we have. They are able to understand a situation and help people in need better than we can. Often they have X-ray vision, long arms and legs, and stand out in brightly colored costumes. They often have loud voices and sometimes great senses of humor. They are very different from normal people, and yet their stories inspire us to be better than we think we can be. Now, while the Bible is not laid out like a comic book, it does offer us stories that we can relate to in our life. Today is Christ the King Day, observed by Christians of all denominations as a way to recognize and honor Jesus as Christ the King. Now, this feast day was originally established in the Catholic Church by Pope Pius XI back in the 1920s. Now, the Pope created this day to respond to a growing secularism and atheism that was happening then in the world. It's timely for us to revisit this idea, perhaps, in 2022. And so for the next few minutes, I will talk about our superhero, Christ the King. Now, in our reading today from Colossians, Paul gives us a very succinct description of who Christ is. Quote, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He is the head of the body, the church." So, who is Jesus to you? And how would you describe the perhaps superpower attributes of Jesus to someone who did not understand him? On Christ the King Sunday, we are reminded in the readings about the kingness of Jesus. I love that word, kingness. And other Bible scholars has described this as the allness of Christ. Now, this scripture, I have to say, was eye-opening to me and as I studied it, because I haven't really considered Jesus as a king. I've been taught in Sunday school that the people of Jesus' time were waiting for a king. But Jesus came as a baby born in a manger to poor parents. He is not the type of king we think of, adorned with robes, ordering people around, riding in parades, or sitting on a high court. He's not impressed with riches or display of arms as current day kings and rulers can be. In scriptures, his kingness label refers to his overall status, visible and invisible, his power over heaven and earth, in the beginning and to the end. He is much bigger than a worldly king. He is Christ the King. Now, mostly I think of Jesus as the Son of God who came to earth to understand our humanness, to suffer and die on the cross and rise again, releasing us from our sins and offering us generations of eternal life. Son of God and Christ the King. Now, those are big roles. As I think of Jesus as Christ the King, I realize that he has another important role, head of the church. Wow. Jesus has his work cut out for him there. And Jesus has also the power, and he is in control of the visible and the invisible. We should not be afraid of what is to come if we embrace his kingness, the allness of Christ. Now, during this time of division in our nation and in our church and in our world, we need Christ the King to pour out love over the divisions, to help each of us see and listen to alternative ways of viewing issues. And to do this, Paul reminds us that we are made strong. We can endure everything with patience, and we share in the inheritance with believers. Now, there is a lot of change and fear and grief happening today. Over the past month, I've been blessed to hear several preachers talk about the need for us to let go of the broken model that was the church in the past 50 years, the model we've known for decades, and for us to ask, what is God up to here in St. James Church? What's next? Behavioral experts say that the first step in making any change is to leave behind what is not serving you and discern what is working and what is bringing joy. Jesus himself did not ever dwell in the status quo. He taught and prayed with people, not standing still, not keeping things the same, but trying on new things. Individuals and leaders and kings need to put aside the familiar, the customary, the established patterns, and try on new ways. Now, this is not easy, but with God's help and with Jesus as Christ the King, our future can be bright and blessed. In the reading, Paul reminds us that out of Christ's glorious power, we are offered deep reservoirs of physical endurance, mental toughness, psychological health, and spiritual depth for us to draw on as we face the powers that oppose the will and ways of God. Just like the superheroes, we do have superpowers if we draw on him. Now, Paul also says, through Jesus, God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things, whether on heaven or earth, by making peace through blood on the cross. So Christ the King is over all of us here on earth and over those who have gone before us in the kingdom of heaven. I love that thought. He unites us to our loved ones in heaven. And even now, even today, and even this minute, he is caring for our loved ones whom we mourn and grieve and miss in this life. Jesus rules over the entire household of God. And for me, that means my grandparents and my parents and my aunts and uncles, my brother, and my friends who have gone before me to heaven. Jesus unites me with them. Finally, our gospel reading describes Jesus on the cross. The guards mock him, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." But Jesus doesn't wave a magic wand. He acknowledges the faith of one of the criminals, not saving him or promising riches, but acknowledging his place in paradise. Jesus is our superhero. Jesus is Christ the King. Let us go out into the world this week looking for ways that the King is spreading love. Let us remember to draw on the physical endurance, mental toughness, psychological health, and spiritual depth that Christ the King offers us. If we have an opportunity to acknowledge his love and his kingness, it will have been a good week.